JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the University of Technology hosts its second Medical Marijuana Integration Day, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
For health's sake, keep it clean. For health's sake, clean up every gully, every school, every house, every lane.
Labor Day 2016. For health's sake, keep it clean. Join the cleanup efforts in your community on Labor Day and help to keep the mosquitoes away. Over 1 million people die each year from mosquito-borne diseases worldwide. So destroy all mosquitoes in the gullies, drains, and around your homes. Let's clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment. Register your projects now. Call 978-7654 or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm.
Keep it clean.
The cultivation of marijuana for medicinal purposes has been the subject of much discussion over the past year since the revision of the Dangerous Drugs Act. On Friday, May 13, the University of Technology, UTEC, hosted its second Medical Marijuana Integration Day in commemoration of the institution being issued a license to grow cannabis for research purposes.
It's a cannabis integration day. We had the first one last year when we received a license to do research in medical marijuana. So it's been a year, so celebrating the year, and we are going to get the license is also going to be renewed. So we are having this function just to inform persons of where we are at in terms of cannabis research and our direction.
Program Director at the College of Health Sciences at UTEC, Dr. Marcia Williams. Representatives from the Ministry of Energy, Science and Technology also participated in the day's activities, and academic presentations were made by local and international researchers. Dr. Williams also presented findings on the relationship between cannabis sativa and type 2 diabetes. She says the institution is working with international partners to harness the full benefits of marijuana, and the next step should be the registration and marketing of ganja products. UTEC has been partnering with two North American companies to develop its research capacity, which has resulted in the institution being able to test ganja plants within minutes to reveal the compound levels that the different varieties contain. Dr. Williams adds that local farmers were provided with training to ensure the production of the highest grade products. Goal 3, Outcome 12 of the country's National Development Plan aims to create internationally competitive industry structures. This means that the government will have to introduce new and update existing policies, making it easier to do business in the country and with Jamaican companies. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Time now for a Child Month tip. Spend quality time with your child. Talk with them, not at them. You could also play games or go to a movie with them. After all, being a parent takes more than just providing financial support. That tip was brought to you by the Child Development Agency in association with the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission will host its regional culinary arts competition from May 18 to 27, beginning at 10 a.m. daily. Admission is free. Activities include the exciting Dutchy Dash, Hot Off the Grill, Mixology, the Rising Chef Competition, and Celebrity Cook-Off. There will also be free health checks by the NHF and Nestle. Call 926-5726-9 for further details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us next time when we'll highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.